The reading is taken from Colossians chapter 2, beginning at verse 8. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority. In him you were also circumcised in the putting off of the sinful nature, not with a circumcision done by the hands of men, but with a circumcision done by Christ, having been buried with him in baptism and raised with him through your faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having cancelled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And for those who were here last week, after Anthony's challenge of is Christ Church St. Andrew's the church you should be at, thank you for coming back. Let's pray. Father God, we give you thanks and praise that we are a church here at Christ Church St. Andrew's that love your word, that we love to walk through your word. And Father, we pray that you would lead us this morning and that we would leave differently than when we arrived. Amen. Amen. So Paul's letter has been taking the people of Colossae and teaching them about their relationship with Jesus Christ and the glorious riches of that their union brings. He's also been speaking to us this morning and over the last few weeks about our relationship with Jesus Christ and the glorious riches that will bring in our union. We have seen in previous weeks that Paul's teached and reminded us and the church of Colossae about the redemption that comes from forgiveness, that Jesus is the head of the body, and in Jesus we will be rooted and filled in true ministry. This morning, Paul, in this section, Paul builds to the victory, and we see that in verse 15. Having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing, I'm having a problem with that word as well, triumphing over them by the cross, the victory that is the cross. In these verses this morning, Paul outlines not to get caught up in false teaching, to cling to the gospel, and not to look for additional ways to add to Christ's victory. Paul's major concern in these verses is starting with the false teaching that started in and around this early church in Colossae. In verse 8, see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophies, which depends on human tradition and the element of spiritual forces of this world, rather than on Christ. The leaders in the church were starting to teach that they needed Jesus plus. Yes, they believed and trusted and preached Christ, but they also preached of Jesus plus an additional. So these false teachers were telling the good Christians that they needed extra stuff, extra roles, and extra things to follow. They had to continue to observe the Sabbath, food laws, and festivals, and circumcision. But Paul says, don't let these take you captive. And this is just important for us this morning as a church family, that we don't get taken captive. We don't look to the world, rather we look to Christ. Even though we are set free in Christ, we can be taken captive. And in verse 8, Paul tells us the ways that we can be taken captive so we can be on our guard. Firstly, hollow and deceptive philosophy. Things that don't include Jesus. Self-help, get rich quick, looking for acceptance from others, an endless search for likes and downloads. The first thing we should say when we observe these is Christ in this? Because if he isn't, it can't be right. Secondly, human tradition, the extra stuff that he's talking about, the extra stuff we need to be saved, the following of extra religious ideals to be saved. And this is what Martin Luther raged against by nailing his 95 things that weren't biblical to the church door. And at this point, can I just say that if there are things in this church that you don't like, come and see me and Alan. Don't nail them to the church doors because they're a little bit rotten and there is some glass there, so we don't want any damage. Lastly, spiritual forces of the world. The things made up to take our focus off Jesus. Card readings, tea leaf readings, star signs, karma, horoscopes. And as I was preparing this, I was reminded when I used to go and stay with my nan as a kid, and she would sit at the dining room table reading everyone's horoscopes, telling my mum to be careful of advances from someone in a hat, and my mum rolling her eyes, looking out for the colour green or the number 7 to find a new love. Things that take us our focus off Jesus. Why not accept Jesus and find the greatest love? Paul instructs us this morning in his first 3 words, see to it. Watch out. Take care. I don't know if any of you remember the 80s hit show Hill Street Blues. It ran on Channel 4 for about 7 years. I was reminded of the actor Michael Conrad, who plays a police sergeant, and his catchphrase that he would say at the end of the staff meeting as he would get everyone's attention and say, people, let's be careful out there. And that's what Paul's telling us this morning. People, be careful out there. Right at the very beginning of Genesis 4, God calls to Cain, why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? If you do not what is right, sin will be crouching at your door. It desires you, and you must rule over it. The picture here is of sin crouching, lurking, ready to take us captive. See to it, Paul says, that no one takes you captive. Take care. See to it. As I was preparing, I love the Message version, and I just thought I had to read it to you this morning, which is the Message, verse 8. Watch out for people who try to dazzle you with big words and intelligent double talk. These will drag you into an endless argument and a never amount to anything. They spread their ideas through empty traditions and humans, beings that are empty. But that's not the way of Christ. That's not the way of Christ. So take care. Verse 9. For in Christ, All the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and Christ, and in Christ you are brought to the fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. Paul says, if you believe, you will be filled to the top. There should be no room for anything else. And if you are filled to the top, how can you possibly fit any more in? Everything of God gets expressed in him, so we can see and hear him clearly. We don't need a telescope. We don't need a microscope. We don't even need a horoscope to realize the fullness of Christ and the emptiness of the universe without him. When you come to him, that fullness comes together for you, and his power extends over everything. Verse 11. In him, you're also circumcised with a circumcision not performed by human hands. Your whole self, ruled by the flesh, was pulled off when you were circumcised by Christ, having been buried with him in baptism. You will also, where also you raised with him through your faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. When you were dead, your sins, and in the circumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins. Again, Paul here is addressing the Jesus plus that was being preached in Colossae. Jesus plus circumcision. They were asking to continue by the Jewish tradition of Abrahamic covenant. This required an outward sign of the seal of God's covenant. The ritual of circumcision was performed by the chief rabbi on the eighth day after a son was born, and was a man-made sign of the seal of that covenant. Paul makes the point that circumcision is not by God, but by human hands, and that God performs a circumcision of the heart by baptism. Paul also wrote in Ephesians 2, verse 11 to 13, therefore remember that formerly you were Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcised by those that called themselves circumcised. Remember that at that time you were separated from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and the foreigners of the covenant of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now, because in Jesus you are one, and you were far away, and now you are brought nearer by the blood of Christ. Jew and Gentile reconciled through Christ. And in Romans 2, verse 29, circumcision is a circumcision of the heart by the Spirit, not by a written code. Such is a people's praise is not from other people, but from God. The sign and the seal of the covenant is of the heart. If you need to have this extra, that's what the Jewish leaders were insisting on, Jesus plus circumcision. But Paul says, You don't need to go back to these Jewish rituals, those secret initiation services. You're already in. You're insider because of what Jesus has done for you, destroying the power of sin and darkness. If it's initiation ritual you are after, you've already been through it by submitting yourself to baptism, God raising you from the dead, as he did with Christ. Verse 15, and having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over the cross. So that's good news. It's good news having Christ on our side. We have the victory over these things in our lives. being honest with ourselves. Is there things in your life that you're engaged with that pull you away from Christ? Your lifestyle, your work, your family, your phone, even perhaps your social media profiles. Are they drawing you closer to Jesus, or are they pulling you further away? In our vision statement, it says, our vision is to build a Christ-centered community. But for that, we need to be Christ-centered people. To be Christ-centered people is hard. It's challenging. And as some of you know, I've been challenged by Romans 12 for many years. So much so that recently I was challenged to buy a book on Romans 12 for someone as a gift. And as I picked it up, I heard God say to me, get one for yourself, Darren. You're not quite there yet, mate. And then when I gave it to this person, they said, shall we read it together? So Romans 12, verse 1, challenges us to be living and holy sacrifices, to be Christ-centered in the context of living holy and living holy, being holy sacrifices. We are challenged to sacrifice the things of the world, our actions and our worldly behaviours. Yes, we've all ticked the box, haven't we? Yes, we've all ticked the box to come into the kingdom. And now it's really difficult. It's not going to be an easy ride home. And we've all read the stories and the testimonies of people who have turned their lives around from addictions, suffering and worries, sacrificing their old way of life to seek and honour Jesus. To live Christ-centred, we have to be seeking and honouring him. Honouring Jesus in our marriages, our friendships, our finances, in our workplace. To seek and honour Jesus should be the first thing that we think about. To be filled to the top with Jesus. How do we seek and honour Jesus? By having a prayer-centred life. With daily conversations. To have the chance to speak and ask for guidance from our Lord and Master and Creator is an amazing thing. To talk to him about our struggles, because he already knows what they are. Ask him for help and guidance for our victories. So seeking and honouring Jesus and asking him for guidance, we will be able to live in the hope and glory, trusting in Christ on all things, looking to Jesus first. Are the things in your life drawing you closer to Jesus, or are they pulling you further away? Are you filled to the top with Christ so that nothing else will get in? Or do you know the things that take you captive? So to close, can I just say, the victory is ours. We are saved. And this is good news. Jesus died for us. He took on our sins so we could have eternal life with the Father. And this is good news. We are set free, and we are free indeed. But we need to take care, because it's so easy to be taken captive. So examine yourselves this morning and don't get taken captive. If you need help, chat to someone. If you need prayer, get in a prayer triplet. Find someone that you can come alongside that can be accountable to you. If you need prayer this morning, the prayer ministry team will be in St John's Chapel. And lastly, let's be careful out there, people. Let's pray. Gracious Father, we give you thanks and praise for your word to us this morning. We thank you that your Son died in our place, taking on our sin. But Father, we ask that you would reveal to us this morning the things in our lives that pull us further away from your Son, our Saviour. Reveal them to us this morning and fill us to overflowing, we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.